Yes, it is that time of the week. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, joins us. And later on this hour, we'll give you a chance to win a $50 Burger King gift card. Stay tuned for that. Hopefully, over the course of this conversation here, we start feeling better about the Phillies because we're struggling to keep the hope up. It was a tough series in Atlanta, tough game last night. And joining us right now to talk about it as the Phillies get set for a weekend series in Kansas City is Scott Fransky.
Scott.
Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing? Happy birthday, Hugh.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Thanks a lot. Like for me, I'm indifferent right now, and I was just wondering, what is the temperature?
Are you indifferent about birthdays, or are you indifferent about the Phillies?
Well, right now, I believe in the Phillies, and that's what we're talking. Like it's the Phillies. I'm just a little concerned. So, my question to you is, what is the temperature of the team right now?
I mean, honestly, they seem like the same guys all the time. I don't think there's worry or panic. I mean, I think there's some frustration there, sure. They want to hit better, and there's a lot of guys that are struggling and whatnot. But yeah, you just day in, day out, they don't seem much different now as opposed to any other time of the year.
Scott, looking at some of the numbers this morning, just I was trying to see like what's really changed from the beginning of the season offensively compared to the second half. And a couple of things. I mean, the chase rate is way up in the month of August. We all see it with our eyes. We saw it in this series. And Scott, they're just hitting less home runs. Like in terms of fly balls that actually go out, it's way down, way different than the first half. And just their total home runs. I think they were fourth in baseball in the first half of the year, and they're 23rd since the All-Star break. I know we spent a lot of time on small ball versus home runs. It just feels like they're not hitting as close to as many home runs as they did earlier this season, and that changes the game every night.
Yeah, they're definitely not. I mean, the numbers obviously point to that. They are a team that does thrive off the long ball. And, you've gone back into a situation where Turner's hit one homer in 23 games or something like that. Schwarber's really, really struggling right now. Harper's been struggling since the break. If those three guys at the top, I mean, they make all the difference, and they're the big home run hitters on this team. And when they struggle, those home run numbers are going to go down. They need those guys to step up and to get it figured out because they're going to have to score more than they've been scoring in the playoffs. And they're going to have to find multiple ways to score, not just with a home run. But those three guys are going to have to figure it out.
Scott Fransky joining us here, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, the Austin Hayes seems like it's imminent that he'll join the team here, whether it be tonight or tomorrow, when he's activated and he's back. Scott, what do you think happens to Brandon Marsh here in his playing time? You know, a month ago I would have said, well, it's going to be Marsh in center and Hayes in left, but Marsh is probably struggling more than anyone. Rojas has been better, since his comeback to the big leagues. Do you think Brandon Marsh becomes, a part-time player? Do you think they play him less? How do you think this is going to play out with Hayes back?
Yeah, well, I mean, Hayes won't play every day right away. I do expect that he'll be activated today. I expect that he'll be in the lineup tonight. I don't necessarily think he plays every single day coming off an injury like that. Rob's pretty cautious with guys like that. So, you might see him 2 days on, 1 day off, that kind of thing. But I do think Brandon Marsh's playing time will suffer because he's really, really struggling. Just struggling to make contact. And you see this a lot, and I know Stock was talking about it last night, some on the post game, but it's the idea of trying to get off the A swing every time. When sometimes you need to make a little more contact and foul some balls off and try to work a pitcher until he makes a mistake. And we're just not seeing a lot of that right now. And Brandon is one of those guys that, you see some of his at-bats. It just looks like he's struggling to figure out what the strike zone looks like. And, the swing and miss there is outrageous. And he's got to get that corrected because again, Johan's got his flaws, there's no doubt. He's got a lot of swing and miss in his game, too. But there's no denying he's hit better since he came back. He's hit better than Brandon Marsh. So I think Brandon's playing time will suffer.
Scott, a lot of conversation this week here about Rob Thompson and about how he manages some of these games when guys are not starting, you know, whether it be JT Realmuto, and that's, you know, about once a week, or Bryce Harper on Sunday, or Alec Bohm last night. They tend not to appear in the game at all, even if the game is close. And it feels like to a lot of fans that we're kind of giving away some games or there's not a sense of urgency here. Scott, do you anticipate that changing down the stretch, or do you think this is the philosophy and they're going to stick with this for the regular season in order to try to keep these guys healthy?
Well, I mean, I think that some of that depends on, you know, where you are in the standings. Some of that depends on where you are in, you know, the race for the top two spots. Obviously, that's still, you know, very much up in the air. It could finish anywhere 1-3, even if they maintain a comfortable division lead. He's pretty steadfast in that. And I know, like last night, Bohm was not going to play unless there was an emergency. And it's hard to play every day. It's hard to play every single day. And I do think when you give a guy a day off, I mean, it's tough when it's, you know, two guys on the same day, like a JT and a Bryce situation, both of them on the bench on Sunday. That's tough. But again, I just think I don't see Rob necessarily deviating from that philosophy, if you will. I think there will be occasions when every now and then you might see it, but I think for the most part he'll stay with that philosophy.
Scott, I know we still have a lot of baseball left to play, but do you see this power outage being a possible issue going into the postseason?
Sure. I mean, you're going to face the best of the best in the postseason. I mean, you know, if you get in a series with the Braves, those are the guys you're going to face, plus Chris Sale, right? You didn't even see Chris Sale. And their starters were phenomenal. And the Braves, their recipe is going to be get the starter through five into the sixth, you know, maybe a full six or seven, and then turn it over to what's been a really good bullpen all year. So, and then try to scratch out some runs with the offense that they have. So, we saw firsthand this week, it will not be easy if you got in a situation with them. So, yeah, I mean, you guys probably weren't necessarily tuned in, but, you know, you think back to 2011 and this was a team that, you know, set the all-time wins record, but they had their share of offensive struggles in the second half. And I remember we had that sense that, oh, man, they're going to need to hit a little bit more once they get to October, and it didn't happen necessarily. And so I think, you know, I think there's definitely that possibility that if the power outage continues, if the offensive struggles continues, that could be a real issue in October.
Scott, you mentioned a few minutes ago that maybe things would change. Maybe there'd be a different philosophy in terms of rest versus, you know, full day or not a full day, depending on the standings and the situation. Scott, if you had a guess down the last week or two of the season, do you think the Phillies will prioritize getting a bye? And what I mean by that is, let's say they have the division, but the three teams, the Dodgers and Brewers, are jockeying 1, 2, and 3. Do you think they would push the last week for a bye? But that would mean, you know, playing all their starters, the starting pitchers, the bullpen guys. Do you think that was going to matter to them? It matters to me. I'm just curious what you think, how you think they would play it, if it matters a lot, or it's just like, hey, let's get ready for October.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to chase it if they're behind necessarily. Let's say the Dodgers and Brewers are, you know, three games ahead of them. I don't know that they chase it. I do think if they have a chance to capture it, they would prioritize that, because I think, again, it also means you're at home. It's pretty obvious they're a much better team at home than they are on the road. They have been all year, and for whatever reason. I do think it's something they would still prioritize as they got late in the season. But I don't think it's something they'd go out of their way to chase if the math tells them they're too far back.
Scott, last thing today. We heard a little bit last time. We played a clip of you and Stock in the booth, and I feel similar to it. I don't know when this began, but whatever's going on with official scoring in baseball is insane. I mean, I see it a handful of times across baseball each night. A lot of times in Phillies games, you're calling where the official scorers say a ball is a hit when it's clearly an error. When did you start really noticing this, and why do you think it's going on? It's crazy.
It is crazy. As for the, you know, what was the starting point? I don't know. I think I think one thing that changed scorekeepers' opinions was the highlight of exit velocity, and then it became this idea where, oh, if the ball was hit hard enough, then it was okay to not charge the fielder with an error. I think that was one sort of point in time. And then I just think the last couple of years, they've put a priority on giving base hits over errors. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the game that, may be cynical about it, but they think, hey, baseball knows their batting averages are down, and they want that to look a little better than it is. And, I said to Stock last night, I said, you know, it's a discredit to the guys from his era and the eras previous to that that had to make those plays. Otherwise, they were called an error. And, bad hops happen. The ball that Ozuna hit, I mean, I can sort of understand, that West didn't make the play on in the first inning. Didn't lead to anything. They got out of it. But, I could see where in years past that's probably called an error because I don't think it took extraordinary effort. And that was always the idea. Did it take extraordinary effort? Now, it did take a funny spin hop and all that. But, in an earlier time frame, I think that would have been a chance given to the third baseman, right? He had a chance, and he missed it. And that would be that would constitute an error. So I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it, but it's definitely changed. And I don't think it's necessarily right for the game. I think I think we all know from watching over the years what an error should be. And I thought a couple balls last night probably should have been errors.
No doubt, I'm with you on that, Scott. Scott, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy Kansas City. Hopefully, the Phillies come back with at least a couple wins. Thank you, Scott.
All right. See you guys. Happy
birthday.
You're the
man. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
There we go. Scott Fransky there with us as he is every Friday. Yeah, I mean, Scott hit him in Stock, hit it on the head last night. That kind of stuff is crazy. So, one good thing we got from that is he doesn't sense that they're pressing or they're any different.
He's just frustrated. He's in a good place. This sounds like they're in a good place, but they need to start playing better now. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if at some point they're going to realize the calendar is running out and then they're going to start to press. Like, they need to wake up soon before it's like, hey, there's only a week left in the season. Like, then at that point, it might be over. To do also interesting, he doesn't think they would chase the third seed. If they're up, they're going to try to get it. The one or two seed versus the three seed. I think it's huge. Like, they need to avoid that first round. I mean, seriously, if they play a three-game series right now, does anyone have confidence they're going to get out of it? They got to prioritize getting one of the top two seats. 215-592-9494. All right, if you just hopped in, Scott was joining us there on the Phillies. Are you losing hope in this team? Kyle's throwing the towel. I am certainly losing hope by the day. Hughes still has hope, but he's not feeling great about this team. None of us are. Where do you come down on the Phillies? And what would you get for Hugh for his birthday for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League? Best answer we get today is in the league. This is our last spot, by the way. Final spot in the league. Our draft Wednesday, 5 p.m., Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Bill is in South Philly. He's on WIP. Hey, Bill.
Bill.
It's Bill the Toll Man. I'm back.
Oh, Bill. What's up, pal?
I'm here. I heard Hugh's birthday.
It is.
All right. Well, listen, I can't talk too loud because Mama will hear, but we decided, Muffy and I, that we're going to give you Mama's room, you know.
What a gift.
I appreciate it.
For your birthday. I can't say it too loud because she'll hear. She'll come down. She'll get upset. But when are you moving in?
I got to figure it out, man. I'm still, hopefully by the next couple of weeks I have me a place to stay. So hopefully I won't need the room. But I appreciate
that. No, I like this story. Hugh, where are you moving? I'm moving into Bill from South Philly's house with his mom.
Yeah. No, we're going to move Mama out.
Where's she going, Bill?
I don't know, but can't say anything.
So you can't do that. No, Mama, you got to.
He's kicking his mom out for you.
No. Hugh's going to take his room. And I know Carmine. I know he's got a nice twin. She's a hottie, Carly.
You are wild.
The truth down South Philly. So listen, Hugh, you can move in this, but you're going to have to tell Mama, okay?
I'm going to have to tell her.
You tell her, Hugh? Yeah, you have to tell her.
I'm not telling her. No, I'm not doing that.
We can't be there.
No, I can't do that, man. But I appreciate it.
It's a good offer of room.
It's a really good offer. I appreciate it, man. But I think I got this thing figured out. I'm going to figure it out. I know I've been saying that for about a year. But I'm going to figure it out.
Bill, we appreciate the call. All right, so that might be, is that rock bottom of Hugh's house search? Bill's mom's room that he's going to take the mom's room? I think we may have reached the rock bottom of the home search there for you.
No. Nah.
You can't take Bill's mom's room.
No, I can't
room.
Take his mom's room because that just sounds bad.
It does sound bad.
That sounds real bad.
Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You, happy birthday and many healthy years. Many healthy years like that young man who hosts the living room show on your station there.
Sunny Hill.
If you can live as long as Sunny and the good, great health, you've got a great gift. Did you just hear what Fransky said? Give the pitchers a chance to make a mistake. This team does not do that. And they go out and Trey Turner. Just look at the tape when you swung at a pitch that you were able to get the first base on a wild on the wild pitch. You know, and that's why I don't know why some of the Phillies fans aren't clamoring for my boy to get in the lineup. Mr. Stevenson, you have to have pitch recognition, and these guys don't have it.
Well, he did have a walk. I mean, you know, he does when he's in there. He'll work an at bat more than the other guys will. That's what he does.
Joe, you said that, you know, because guys from the coming up from the minor leagues that they have a no. I disagree with you on that. See, when you're coming up from the minor leagues, their velocity down there is nowhere near what's up there in the majors. So the kid would, you know, you would think he would have trouble with, you know, with it, but he's only started two games. He's had 12 plate appearances. He struck out once, and he really, according to Fransky, I wasn't watching the game. I was in the car. The umpire, it wasn't strike three. So the kid hasn't struck out at all in the 12 plate appearances they have. He deserves a shot. Is he going to turn the whole lineup around? No. But maybe, you know, like last night, he walked, Schwarber walks behind him. And, you know, that pitcher, all he was throwing was that Johnson was breaking balls.
Over and over. Here's where I'm at. I am willing, because Marsh has been so bad, to send him down for 2 weeks to get his swing right. And Stevenson could take his role, and he could play more. But Hayes is going to come back, and you're going to have Rojas. Yeah, right. I mean, Marsh right now is a disaster at the plate.
Joe, you think with Marsh, you know, he had a labrum before he made his debut with the Angels. He had a left elbow strain that kept him down in the minors more, and he had a labrum problem. So, you know, I was looking. Remember, he went on. I was looking to see. He supposedly injured his shoulder here at one time.
Joe, you might remember. Yeah, I think there could be something physically going on with Marshall. Joe, you might remember the play in Minnesota, second series after the All-Star break. Joe, we appreciate it. Marsh went to left center field to try to catch the ball, and it's almost like he alligator armed it. He didn't extend his arm fully.
So you feel like that was probably
he might be banged up. I mean, with some of these guys, you start to wonder. I mean, I've been wondering this with Bryce Harper. Is he physically right? Because he looks like a shell of himself at the plate. Is he hiding an injury? Is he sore? The back thing that pops up every few months with Bryce? I have no idea. I mean, the Phillies say these guys are fine, but they don't look fine.
Yeah, and it looked like they're struggling a little bit. I know Scott said basically that, you know, nobody looked like they're pressing a little bit. They looked like they were pressing a little bit at the plate last night, though. It was a little bit of pressing at the plate, especially when you talk about when Stott was up there. He looked like he was pressed.
He looks frustrated. He looks, and he's just out of whack right now. I mean, those swings when he's falling over there. Was it Ken compared it to Odubel Herrera? You never want to be compared to Odubel. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen. Hey, Hugh, what you got planned for tonight, man? Happy birthday to you.
Man, you know what? I got to work tomorrow, so it ain't going to be doing too much. I'll probably take just a gummy. You know, I'd probably sip me some nice little bourbon and freak one of these Black and Miles and call it a day.
Nothing says happy birthday like doing that to a Black and Mild.
Yeah, you got to.
I heard that some of the guys told me they call them champing. Champing.
Champing the Black
yeah,
and Mild?
Yeah, champing the okay. Black and Mild. Yeah.
You got to quit those Black and Miles, man. Come on, get a real stick, man. Come on, dude, stop that.
I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it.
They get you a legal provider number 9. You know what I mean? You know,
what's it called? I might have to write that down because, like, I don't. My cigar game is like suspect. That's why I don't know. I got to figure it out.
Well, you got the legal providers. You got yourself a nice Padron. You got Drew Estate, which is legal. You got My Father Cigars, which is, you know, the nice one for My Father that I really love is the Judge. It's called the Judge, and then you have a couple AJ Fernandez. You can go.
Those are easy names to remember because I remember the ones I used to like was I used to call them Nat Turners, but they were Nat something. But I remember the name. The last name is Nat. I used to call them Nat Turners.
A little better than the Black and Milds.
Yeah, a little bit better. Step up from the Black and
Milds. Step the game up, Hugh. Come on, man.
I'm working on it.
Hey, Hugh, man, I got a problem with you, man. I need the Hugh Douglas with the afro and the sideburns that ran Jim Miller's shoulder into the crowd.
What happened to that guy? Where did he go?
I'm progressive now. I'm progressive.
Yeah, you're plant-based is what you are.
Hey, plant-based Hugh. I don't need this plant-based Hugh, man. You know what? For your birthday, I'm getting you a gift certificate. You like? I got to get you back on the meats, man. And so will the child. And I'm going to arrange for the Doublemint
transmitter.
Wow.
Chuck, how about I did not know Fogo the Chow is in the city? How did I not know that?
Yeah,
it's in the city.
It's been in the city for the longest.
Yeah, I didn't know it, but it's not. And I don't think it's that far from where I'm at.
It's not far, yeah.
I might hit Fogo there. Fogo the Chow.
You could roll home.
Yeah, because I'm going to get my meat eat on.
Those meats are buttery, man.
Yeah, those buttery meats. That just sounded so bad from both of us. Pause.
We all got to pause.
I would have rolled him until he told me no.
Chuck, where you at on the Phillies?
The Phillies are ass. You know what I mean? Garbage. You know what I'm saying? And they should be ashamed of themselves, all of them. Listen, you got to send Marsh down. Send him down to a minor league. That's how he's playing, like a minor leaguer, till he get his act together. You know what I'm saying? Pick some guys you didn't want to play, man. You know what I mean? Bryce Harper, that's my guy, man. Bryce Harper looked like he's just a shell of himself, man. He looked like the ghost of Bryce Harper's past. You know what I mean? He don't even look like a major league player right now. And Trey Turner stinks. Trey Turner, I'm telling you, you got to get out of that contract. I would trade him. I would try to figure out how to do something. This guy is horrible. Mm. He's not worth $300 million. I want Juan Soto, man. You stick a fork in him. Rest in peace, man. And like I said, it pains me to say this, man, but everybody who believes in the Phillies, they sold us a bill of goods that ain't good. You know what I mean? They're rotten apples, man. All of them. They're done. You know what I'm saying? The pitching wasn't horrible this weekend, or this week, rather. And you lost to a half of a Braves team. Half of a Braves team. And you're only six up. The way you're looking, and this schedule that's coming up, you got the Royals who's playing in arguably probably one of the best divisions in the league. You know what I mean? They're chasing the Guardians. Yep. And then you got, after that, the Astros, who lead their division, you know, and I think is on the road. You know, here, I don't know what gums you're taking, whatever the case may be, but here, you got to wake up, man. This thing is, they don't look like the Mets, man.
We can take care of it. We got the Mets for like seven.
Pretty good.
We got the Mets for like seven, though.
Chuck, we appreciate it. They got to wake up. They got to wake up now. Yeah, good luck getting rid of that Turner contract. Unless Dave Dombrowski's a magician, he's not getting rid of that. Unless he's got a magic wand, he's not getting rid of that Trey Turner contract. 215-592-9494. All right, birthday ideas for Hugh Douglas. Birthday gift ideas. Best one we hear. That's a pretty good one. The Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
I mean, Hugh, you got a spot
and it's
there.
It's not that far. I can walk.
I mean, that's a good gift idea. Our best one we hear today, spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Your calls to the Phillies. Have you lost hope? Are you losing hope? Where are you at on the hope scale? And the morning show today did Beat the Hammer with Hugh Douglas trivia. We're going to find out on the other side how well Hugh would do on questions about himself. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, it's a happy birthday to Hugh Douglas today. His jersey number year. I'm not sure we call that. It's not your golden birthday. It's your jersey birthday?
Jersey birthday, I guess. Yeah, that's not about right.
Now, the question is, I mean, you got to 53 for your Eagles jersey. Now you got to get to 99 for your Jets jersey. We got to make it to 99, right? So that's what number you're with the Jets, right? 99?
Oh, no. I don't want to be here that long. Because that means stuff ain't working. And I'm probably wearing a diaper. I'm cool. They can have that one.
99 is old, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're like 90, you probably want to get to 99. When you're like 50, you're like, that's a long way away. I get that. I do get that. All right, welcome back. 215-592-9494. Are you losing hope in this Phillies team? Excuse me. As we're having some pizza, we're having a big party here for you today. We have cupcakes, vegan cupcakes, of course, plant-based for Hugh. There's also plant-based pizza here. You've really leaned into the new style, new lifestyle here, plant-based Hugh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I'm just saying, man, feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't eat all my oatmeal this morning, so that was a little bit of an issue for me. But, yeah, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good so far.
What do you mean you couldn't eat all your oatmeal?
I mean, it was just, I felt full. I guess that's one of the things about being old. I felt full.
And eating oatmeal. That's an old guy thing.
I eat oatmeal. You're not an oatmeal guy?
I mean, like, I don't dislike oatmeal, but, like, don't you just associate eating oatmeal and things of that nature with old people?
I mean, we could be real about it. I like oatmeal, but it's boring. It's boring. What do you have, an oatmeal?
Eat your oatmeal.
It's pretty boring. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to find out if Hugh Douglas knows himself. So beat the hammer this morning. They did Hugh Douglas trivia. We're going to ask Hugh those same questions. You would think he'd get them all right.
How do we think he's going to do?
I think he's going to do pretty well.
It all depends.
The questions are about you, though. I mean, it's about you. You should know all the answers. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls here, and we're looking for gifts to give to Hugh. The best one we hear today is going to get a spot midday show Fantasy Football League. All right, Bruce in D.C. is up. Hey, Bruce.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Bruce, we're good. We're having a birthday party here. How you doing, Bruce?
Yeah, here, man. Hey, look, Hugh, big Hugh, man. Hey, look, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I heard that you don't have any special plans, but you're going to have a low-key night. But
just chilling.
Just a couple black and milds, yep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. It would have been nice that we could have been talking about something more pleasant, like the Phillies winning instead of losing, you know. But, hey, it's all good, you know.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. So, two comments. And look, my first thing is for the Phillies. Look, my brother actually won commenter of the segment last night because this is a late night segment because he works at night. He torched the Phillies, rightfully so. And we're kind of on that same vibe. I mean, we both just gotten to the point where, like, sometimes we'll talk about the games. I say, look, I don't even want to look at the games anymore. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm just, like, so frustrated watching them. And ever since the All-Star break, they got issues. And other places in the lineup, they have some pitching issues. But I'm going to tell you, my anger is towards the first three. And I've been saying it over and over and over again. You can make adjustments in the pitching. You can talk about some of the other players. But they're making all of their money. And they are the ones that's failing us right now. And what I cannot understand is the fact that if you look at them bad, it's so frustrating because they all have the same bad habit. They're not watching the ball. They're not paying attention to the pitch counts. Like, for example, you know, if you have a pitch count at 2-1, don't swing at the damn ball. Let the pitcher throw the strike.
Yeah, it feels like there's no plan when they go up there. I mean, sometimes, especially Trey goes up there sometimes, and I don't understand what he's doing. Like, you know what? He'll get it. He'll get his fair share of hits, but the plan at the plate, I don't get it.
No, and it's just aggravating. And Harper is even worse at that. I mean, we could talk about Castellanos all he wants. Hey, look, Castellanos is doing better than all of those guys. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just at my wits. And I'm going to tell you, here's the other thing, too. The way I'm looking at it now, let's say, for example, they get back on a win streak. They start winning the games that they need to win, and they start for. I'm not even worried about – I don't even care about what they do from here on out. I mean, yeah, I want them to win, but I'm not going to be impressed because when come playoff time comes around and that head – and that it's, when it re gosh, I mean, when they start going cold again, it's going to be the top three again – and they're going to crash and burn in the
playoffs.
Well,
yeah, if or when they go out, we know how it's going to play out. I mean, you could write the script right now. You know, Schwarber, Harper, Turner go cold, and the whole thing goes bad. Bruce, give us something you'd give Hugh for his birthday. What would you give him?
Hey, in honor of fart cushion.
Oh, Bruce, knowing the show well. Bruce, good one. All right, so Bruce coming in there with the fart cushion. All right, let's grab Dennis, and then we'll play a little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas. Dennis in Newtown. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday. I'm positive. I think they're going to be all right, but I like to do things. I'm tired of this home run derby. How about Kevin Long? Okay, he's supposed to be best coaches. I want him to play old-time baseball, off, hit line drives, singles, doubles. First, and I want to tell Topper, how about second, nobody out. They can't bunt by second and third.
Well, they could. It depends on the situation. I don't want to bunt in the first and second inning of games, Dennis, giving away outs. But, in the right situation, they could do that.
Don't do that. He's trying to hit a home run.
The only issue is, and I know a lot of people feel like you do, Dennis, they're not built to play that way. Like Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Castellanos are not small ball players. They're sluggers.
Remember, get to the hottest team. They were 12th seed, and they were hot, and they made it to the World Series. And when they got in the playoffs, what did they do? The pitcher. The second time they went to Arizona, like buffoons, swinging at every pitch.
Yeah, that's always the issue, Dennis, that they chase too much. Dennis, we appreciate the call. I know the need for small ball comes up every time the Phillies struggle. When you employ Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, you're not going to be a small ball team. And the other thing is, like, who are their small ball players? You would think Stott, Rojas, Turner. But Stott doesn't get on base enough this season to play small ball. Rojas, again, we know.
He's starting to come around a little bit.
He's been better, but it's not like he hits 300, so he's not on base all the time. And Trey doesn't run anymore. Has anyone noticed this? For 2 months, how many times has Trey Turner stolen a base since he got back from the IL? Once? Twice?
It's been.
He doesn't run anymore.
For what he was and what he was built to be, he hasn't been that since.
He can't even beat out a double play.
I know. So, like, those are your small ball guys. Two of them don't hit much, and the guy that hits enough, he doesn't run. So, small ball, what do you want Topper to do? Start off with a bunt down the line by Schwarber tonight?
Old-time baseball, Joe.
You know what I want tonight? I want a Kyle Schwarber lead-off home run. Not small ball. I want a bomb, 420 feet, take a lead in the first inning.
Okay. That would be nice, but can that not be the only run that we freaking score the entire
game?
You're
asking for a lot now.
I mean, that's part of the reason why. Like, we do not put runs across the plate, and if we do, it's coming after an out. Like, the first run we got yesterday was a ground out, a fielder's choice. Like, that seems to happen every game.
It feels like they've scored a lot of accidental
runs. And that's
runs.
All of our runs.
It does feel that way. All right, let's see how Hugh does here. So this morning, Beat the Hammer. I was listening, and I was like, all right, what's today's theme going to be? Because usually the theme fits with the weekend or the week, you know, NFL draft or the start of the NFL season or whatever. And I couldn't place what today's theme would be as I was tuning in to Beat the Hammer. And then I heard it. It was Hugh Douglas themed.
Yep.
So the morning show, Beat the Hammer, DeCamera won again. I forget what number he's at, 240-something or whatever for his wins. But, Hugh, the theme was about you. So we're going to give you the same test they had with DeCamera this morning and their contestant. Let's see how well Hugh knows himself.
So, real quick, I mean, is the bar beating that bum Jackson or getting all of them? Like, you are Hugh Douglas.
So, did Joe get them all? He got them all,
Joe
right?
Joe got them all. Jackson, I think, got like -1. He was terrible.
Well,
he was one of the worst Beat the Hammer contestants in a while.
It was pretty rough. That was not good. I think the bar should be close to all of them. Again, the questions are going to Hugh about Hugh.
This is Hugh Douglas trivia.
All right, Hugh, how do you think you're going to do?
I usually like to set the bar low so that the expectations would be right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, man. So I'll try to go with the ones that I think wouldn't be like completely obvious to you. Hugh Douglas, your first season with the Eagles was 1998. Three quarterbacks started at least a game for the Eagles that year. Instead of naming one, see if you can name all three.
Coy Detmer, Rodney Pete, and Bobby Hoeing.
That is correct, Hugh. I'm trying to get the correct sounder here, but it's, nothing's clicking for me back here anymore. So, all right, Hugh.
Because that Rodney Pete was wild, man. Rodney Pete was wild.
Rodney Pete was wild. Your 2000 season, Hugh.
2000?
Yes, 2000. A huge season for you, bud. You had 15 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Only two other Eagles had more than five sacks that year.
Oh.
Do you know who they are?
I thought this was a challenging one this morning.
Indy Kalu?
It's not Indy Kalu.
Damn.
So can you get one of the two? Give me another guess. 2000 season.
2000. What did I say? Brian Dawkins?
No. You needed more than five. So, Corey Simon and Mike Mamula.
Yeah, I forgot about those guys.
I would hope you would get how many seasons you spent in Jacksonville.
One.
Yep. You had two sacks in your playoff debut in the year 2000. What team did you play?
Tampa.
Yes, that was Tampa. Is that going to work now? Nope. Seltzer's correct sounder's not even working anymore. Since you joined the team in 1998, only three players have had more sacks than you. Can you name all three of them?
Fletcher Cox,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Graham, and Trent Cole.
That is correct. Good job, Hugh. All right. Let's see. Oh, all right. Here's a little bit of a variation off the one that I asked you. You and Reggie White are two of the six Eagles to get 15 sacks in a season.
Ooh.
Can you name any of the others?
Clyde Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Brown?
No. There are three more guys.
Seth Joyner?
No. Actually, one of them is recent.
You mean in the 15 sacks? Oh, a 15 sack season.
Yep.
A guy we've talked a lot about this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's his name? Hassan Reddick.
Yes, that's correct. Two more. Do you know who the other two are?
I want to say Fletch.
Mm-mm. Jason Babin and Greg Brown.
I forgot about Jason Babin. Jason Babilini.
Yeah, most people have tried to forget about Jason Babin.
All right, last one here. You're actually doing a pretty good job. Which 2000 Eagle joined you on the AP First Team All-Pro team? It was you and one other guy on your team, 2000. Who was it?
2000 First Team AP All-Pro. Corey Simon?
Sorry, it was not Corey Simon. It was Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.?
No.
No, he probably was not even born.
Yeah, he was little.
I would, you know what? He probably wasn't born. No, but it was Jeremiah Trotter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yep. Man.
How old is Trotter Jr.? 23? Then he wasn't born in 2000.
He was.
That's a solid performance.
You know what I noticed? The questions about Hugh, he got right. The other ones were like
I ain't care what nobody else is doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn them teammates.
Forget about those guys. All right, a little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas on the afternoon show.
I'm actually most upset about Seltzer's correct sounder not working, so we couldn't have done the proper Beat the Hammer.
Now, my question is, did he remove the sounder from working so it only works for Beat the Hammer? It's like proprietary to this morning.
It's possible there could be some sabotage going here.
I think there was. All right. 215-592-94.
Went bad.
94. No, I think you did pretty good on that.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
I mean, the fact that you at least got your own questions right, that was good. Like, if we asked you how many years you're in Jacksonville and you didn't know, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah, because
you lived it.
Man, that was probably the worst year ever. Bought a motorcycle that year.
What happened to that motorcycle?
I never forget. When I brought it home, I was like, ooh, because I was bored, right? So I just bought a CBR 993 and rode it home. And I was like, hey, at the time when I was married, I said, hey, hon, I bought a motorcycle. She said, wait, let me go increase your insurance. And when she said that, I was like, that's kind of messed up that she said it, because she was like, you know, motorcycle death trap. And I never rode it again. That was the first time I rode it.
Wow,
rode
she
it
scared home. You right out of that.
Scared me right out of that.
So you sold it back? Or
there it is.
I sold it back. No, as a matter of fact, I sold it to a teammate, a friend of mine that played for Carolina, and he came and picked it up. Sold it the next day.
Wow, so, I mean, she got you right. She got you.
Yeah, because the way she said it was just like, a matter of fact, let me go ahead and increase this insurance. And I was like, that's really messed up to say.
Well, she worked. Whatever she did, it worked.
She did exactly what she was trying to do.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mr. Surehands in West Oak Lane. Hey, Mr. Surehands.
Yo, brother. Well, let me get y'all's How y'all doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You very much. Thank you.
I'm calling to accept this last spot in the fantasy league.
He's calling his shot. All right.
I got the ultimate triple threat gift for you.
What you got?
So we'll get you some Zookeeper cigars. Get you a realtor. And I'm going to sing you happy birthday. You ready for that?
For a grown-ass man to sing me happy birthday?
Hey, you know I'm the best singer in the world, man.
I didn't know that. I'm just saying.
You remember that national anthem I gave y'all?
No, I got you, dog. Yeah, I got you. You're right. My fault. I just was like, just was thinking like, damn.
Yeah, and with the Phils, everybody got to relax, man. As frustrated as we are, those guys are probably 9 times frustrated because they hear us. They know how we feel, and they know they stink. They're going to get it together. They got to. They know they stink right now. They ain't happy about how they playing, but they ain't quitting. They keep trying. They fight because we the fighting Phils, baby.
Well, I need that Red fight to turn into wins. Coming. I need that fight to turn into wins here. We need them.
We all do. It gets there, though, but it's 162. We almost there. And we should have got all the stink up out of us. So by the time it really matters, we might have a game. The rest of them, we balling.
Yeah, well, I like that optimism. And Mr. Surehands, we'll get you in the mix. He's going to sing to you. He's going to sing.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is that the winning answer?
It just feels, I don't know, Joe. I mean, you tell me, it feels a little weird.
Well, I mean,
grown-ass man singing to me happy birthday.
Because
you know what I think about immediately, and I know I called him plant-based. Sure hands, it's not that.
You're the plant-based one.
But it's like, remember when the famous, when Marilyn Monroe was singing to the president?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't think that was the rendition he was planning.
No, but I was just like, that's the first thing popped in my mind, and that just seemed a little cringy to me.
I gotta be honest with you. I thought the same thing, but
doesn't it just seem like you know what I mean?
But you realize how much that ages you and us. That's the example we bring up. When did that happen? The Marilyn Monroe
like
JFK 60s, thing,
right?
That's 60 years ago.
Yeah, I just rolled off my tongue like it wasn't that long ago.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. Last night on the radio broadcast, I heard because remember a couple nights ago when Bryce ended the game with the play at first, and he said he didn't want to Buckner it.
Yeah,
and then Scott and Stock last night were talking about how, you know, maybe young people need a re-education. Like, does every young baseball fan and sports fan know who Bill Buckner is? And it made me feel old because that was always like that. That was the reference when we were kids, right? Like, if you make an error or a bad play, like you ruin a game, you Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
Sometimes we use these phrases and these words from like 50, 60 years ago, and it's like it was a long time ago.
I mean, yeah,
Marilyn Monroe was a long time ago.
Yeah, like Hugh Douglas.
Well, I mean, he's using Marilyn Monroe comps. Like, that was 60 years ago.
No, I just remember that because the first thing I thought about was when he said it was that whole rendition.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
that
was a lot.
That was her song was a lot that day.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Saeed. I haven't talked to Saeed in a long time. How you doing, Saeed?
All right, what's going on, fella?
What's up, man?
Take you guys off speaker here. Listen, a couple things. Well, thanks for having me on. A couple things. Number one, I'm going to tell you guys like I tell everybody else. The Phillies showed me they wasn't committed to winning when they chose to send Marshawn down and leave Stubbs up. That's number one. Number two, I'm a Bryce Harper fan. I think he's a heck of a player. But I'm really starting to believe this guy's a cancer, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
We already know what happened in D.C. with the Papelbon thing. They won it the year after they sent him out. But just the other day, when Estevez closed out the game, did you see him on the mound show all that emotion? Do you guys remember that?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Did you see how Bryce Harper looked at him? He didn't even acknowledge him. He didn't give him eye contact, no pat on the back, no congratulations, no nothing. He's done that several times. You got to pay attention to the little stuff. I really believe he probably lived by keeping the team spirits down. Like people probably, his teammates probably just don't feel comfortable playing around him.
So, Saeed, I don't know if it's that much to that extent, but I have noticed this. His body language all year has been off. I don't know if he's battling through injuries and he's not telling anyone, and so he's just like, he got that kind of face on where he's kind of uncomfortable all the time, or he's just not happy. Saeed, I don't know what it is, but for a team that has, for most of the year, had the best record in baseball, he has not seemed really happy the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, and that could be what it is. But let me ask you this. How do you feel everybody on this roster, he almost handpicked?
Yep.
He wants to play with his team. He wants to play with his friends. So is it more so him wanting to play with his friends and him being naive to thinking he can win with his friends, or he just want to play with his friends?
I think he thinks he can win with them, but Saeed, like LeBron does this in the NBA, but like LeBron could also win championships doing it. Bryce hasn't done that yet. If you're gonna handpick the team, you got to win with them, and they've won a good amount, but not enough. Saeed, we appreciate the phone call. Strong words there about Bryce Harper. Like I don't think he's bringing the team down. Hugh, though, we've discussed this before. His body language this year, Bryce, has been kind of bizarre. It almost looks, even when they were winning earlier in the year, he's looked like he's a not happy all the time. I don't know how to describe it.
And you know, it's weird because I know a lot of people, when you talk about it like that, they're going to point to the fact that, you know, the non-contract that he got and say that maybe that's the case. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the truism is this, that your legacy is hanging in the balance when it comes to this, because to that point, you know, you talk about the Nationals, when you did leave there, they did win a World Series.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're getting a little older and you want to try to win one when you're in your prime. You know, because like you said, those injuries start to mount up a little bit. So you got to get it going, man. This, you're still in the throes of this season. And it's not zero sum just yet. You can still pull this out and get on the right track.
215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to have our magic number segment. Obviously, no movement last night. The magic number has not changed for the Phillies. But we will look at the schedule. Hugh was referencing that earlier. We're going to look at the schedule. 35 games to go. How many games are the Phillies going to win in their final 35? And what does that mean for the division? What would the Braves or Mets, I guess, have to do in order to topple the Phillies based on our win predictions? We'll get to that coming up. They start with the Royals tonight. And, of course, yeah, it's a happy birthday to Hugh Douglas today. His jersey number year. I'm not sure we call that. It's not your golden birthday. It's your jersey birthday?
Jersey birthday, I guess. Yeah, that's not about right.
Now, the question is, I mean, you got to 53 for your Eagles jersey. Now you got to get to 99 for your Jets jersey. We got to make it to 99, right? So that's what number you're with the Jets, right? 99?
Oh, no. I don't want to be here that long. Because that means stuff ain't working. And I'm probably wearing a diaper. I'm cool. They can have that one.
99 is old, yeah.
Yeah.
I think when you're like 90, you probably want to get to 99. When you're like 50, you're like, that's a long way away. I get that. I do get that. All right, welcome back. 215-592-9494. Are you losing hope in this Phillies team? Excuse me. As we're having some pizza, we're having a big party here for you today. We have cupcakes, vegan cupcakes, of course, plant-based for Hugh. There's also plant-based pizza here. You've really leaned into the new style, new lifestyle here, plant-based Hugh.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I'm just saying, man, I feel a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't eat all my oatmeal this morning, so that was a little bit of an issue for me. But, yeah, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good so far.
What do you mean you couldn't eat all your oatmeal?
I mean, it was just, I felt full. I guess that's one of the things about being old. I felt full.
And eating oatmeal. That's an old guy thing.
I eat oatmeal. You're not an oatmeal guy?
I mean, like, I don't dislike oatmeal, but, like, don't you just associate eating oatmeal and things of that nature with old people?
I mean, we could be real about it. I like oatmeal, but it's boring. It's boring. What do you have, an oatmeal?
Eat your oatmeal.
It's pretty boring. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to find out if Hugh Douglas knows himself. So beat the hammer this morning. They did Hugh Douglas trivia. We're going to ask Hugh those same questions. You would think he'd get them all right.
How do we think he's going to do?
I think he's going to do pretty well.
It all depends.
The questions are about you, though. I mean, it's about you. You should know all the answers. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls here, and we're looking for gifts to give to Hugh. The best one we hear today is going to get a spot midday show Fantasy Football League. All right, Bruce in D.C. is up. Hey, Bruce.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Bruce, we're good. We're having a birthday party here. How you doing, Bruce?
Yeah, I hear. Man, hey, look, Hugh, big Hugh, man. Hey, look, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I heard that you don't have any special plans, but you're going to have a low-key night. But
yeah, just chilling.
Just a couple black and milds, yep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all. It would have been nice that we could have been talking about something more pleasant, like the Phillies winning instead of losing, you know. But, hey, it's all good, you know.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah. So, two comments. And look, my first thing is for the Phillies. Look, my brother actually won commenter of the segment last night because he, this is a late night segment because he works at night. He torched
the Phillies, rightfully so. And we're kind of on that same vibe. I mean, we both just gotten to the point where, like, sometimes we'll talk about the games. I say, look, I don't even want to look at the games anymore. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I'm just, like, so frustrated watching them. And ever since the All-Star break, they got issues in other places in the lineup. They have some pitching issues. But I'm going to tell you, my anger is towards the first three. And I've been saying it over and over and over again. You can make adjustments in the pitching. You can talk about some of the other players. But they're making all of their money, and they are the ones that's failing us right now. And what I cannot understand is the fact that they all are. If you look at them bad, it's so frustrating because they all have the same bad habit. They're not watching the ball. They're not paying attention to the pitch counts. Like, for example, you know, on a if you have a pitch count at 2-1, don't swing at the damn ball. Let the pitcher throw the strike.
Yeah, it feels like there's no plan when they go up there. I mean, sometimes, especially Trey goes up there sometimes, and I don't understand what he's doing. Like, you know what? He'll get his fair share of hits, but the plan at the plate, I don't get it.
No, and it's just aggravating. And Harper is even worse at that. I mean, we could talk about Castellanos all he wants. Hey, look, Castellanos is doing better than all of those guys. And it's just, I don't know. I'm just at my wits. And I'm going to tell you, here's the other thing, too. The way I'm looking at it now, let's say, for example, they get back on a win streak. They start winning the games that they need to win, and they start for. I'm not even worried about – I don't even care about what they do from here on out. I mean, yeah, I want them to win, but I'm not going to be impressed because when come playoff time comes around and when they start going cold again, it's going to be the top three again, and they're going to crash and burn in the
playoffs.
Well,
yeah, if or when they go out, we know how it's going to play out. I mean, you could write the script right now. You know, Schwarber, Harper, Turner go cold, and the whole thing goes bad. Bruce, give us something you'd give Hugh for his birthday. What would you give him?
Hey, in honor of Fartgate, a fart cushion.
Oh, Bruce, knowing the show well. Bruce, good one. All right, so Bruce coming in there with the fart cushion. All right, let's grab Dennis, and then we'll play a little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas. Dennis in Newtown. Hey, Dennis.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday. I'm positive. I think they're going to be all right, but I'd like to do things. I'm tired of this home run derby. How about Kevin Long? Okay, he's supposed to be best coaches. I want him to play old-time baseball, off, hit line drives, singles, doubles. First, and I want to tell Topper, how about second, nobody out? They can't bunt by second and third.
Well, they could. It depends on the situation. I don't want to bunt in the first and second inning of games, Dennis, giving away outs. But, yeah, in the right situation, they could do that.
Don't do that. He's trying to hit a home run.
The only issue is, and I think a lot of people feel like you do, Dennis, they're not built to play that way. Like, Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Castellanos are not small ball players. They're sluggers.
Remember, get to the hottest team. They were 12th seed, and they were hot, and they made it to the World Series. And when they got in the playoffs, what did they do? The pitcher. The second time, they went to Arizona like buffoons, swinging at every pitch.
Yeah, well, that's always the issue, Dennis, that they chase too much. Dennis, we appreciate the call. I know the need for small ball comes up every time the Phillies struggle. When you employ Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, you're not going to be a small ball team. And the other thing is, like, who are their small ball players? You would think Stott, Rojas, Turner. But Stott doesn't get on base enough this season to play small ball. Rojas, again, we know
he's starting to come. He's looked like he's starting to come around a little bit.
It's been better, but he's not like he hits 300, so he's not on base all the time. And Trey doesn't run anymore. Has anyone noticed this? For 2 months, how many times has Trey Turner stolen a base since he got back from the IL? Once, twice.
It's been.
He doesn't run anymore.
For what he was and what he was built to be, he hasn't been that since.
He can't even beat out a double play.
I know. So, like, those are your small ball guys. Two of them don't hit much, and the guy that hits enough, he doesn't run. So, I, I, Small ball. What do you want Topper to do? Start off with a bunt down the line by Schwarber tonight?
Old time baseball, Joe.
You know what I want tonight? I want a Kyle Schwarber leadoff home run. Not small ball. I want a bomb 420 feet. Take a lead in the first inning.
Okay. That would be nice. But can that not be the only run that we freaking score the entire
game?
You're
asking for a lot now.
I mean, that's part of the reason why. We do not put runs across the plate, and if we do, it's coming after an out. Like, the first run we got yesterday was a ground out, a fielder's choice. Like, that seems to happen every game.
It feels like they've scored a lot of accidental
And that's
runs.
All of our runs.
It does feel that way. All right, let's see how Hugh does here. So this morning, Beat the Hammer I was listening, and I was like, all right, what's today's theme going to be? Because usually the theme fits with the weekend or the week, you know, NFL draft or the start of the NFL season or whatever. And I couldn't place what today's theme would be as I was tuning in to Beat the Hammer. And then I heard it. It was Hugh Douglas themed. Yep. So the morning show, Beat the Hammer. DeCamera won again. I forget what number he's at, 240-something or whatever for his wins. But, Hugh, the theme was about you. So we're going to give you the same test they had with DeCamera this morning and their contestant. Let's see how well Hugh knows himself.
So real quick, I mean, is the bar beating that bum Jackson? or getting all of them. Like, you are Hugh Douglas.
So did Joe get them all? He got them all,
Joe
right?
Joe got them all. Jackson, I think, got like -1. He was terrible.
Well,
he was one of the worst Beat the Hammer contestants in a while.
It was pretty rough. That was not good. I think the bar should be close to all of them. Again, the questions are going to Hugh about Hugh.
This is Hugh Douglas trivia.
All right, Hugh, how do you think you're going to do?
I usually like to set the bar low so that the expectations would be right. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right, man. So, I'll try to go with the ones that I think wouldn't be like completely obvious to you. Hugh Douglas, your first season with the Eagles was 1998. Three quarterbacks started at least a game for the Eagles that year. Instead of naming one, see if you can name all three.
Coy Detmer, Rodney Pete, and Bobby Hoeing.
That is correct, Hugh. I'm trying to get the correct sounder here, but nothing's clicking for me back here anymore. So, all right, Hugh.
Because that Rodney Pete was wild, man. Rodney Pete was wild. Rodney Pete was wild.
Your 2000 season, Hugh.
2000?
Yes, 2000. A huge season for you, bud. You had 15 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Only two other Eagles had more than 5 sacks that year.
Oh.
Do you know who they are?
I thought this was a challenging one this morning.
Indy Kalu?
It's not Indy Kalu.
Damn.
So can you get one of the two? Give me another guess. 2000 season.
2000. What did I say? Brian Dawkins?
No. You needed more than 5. So, Corey Simon and Mike Mamula.
Yeah, I forgot about those guys.
I would hope you would get how many seasons you spent in Jacksonville.
One.
Yep. You had 2 sacks in your playoff debut in the year 2000, what team did you play?
Tampa.
Yes, that was Tampa. Is that going to work now? Nope. Salter's correct sounder's not even working anymore. Since you joined the team in 1998, only 3 players have had more sacks than you. Can you name all 3 of them?
Fletcher Cox,
mm-hmm.
Brandon Graham, and Trent Cole.
That is correct. Good job, Hugh. All right. Let's see. Oh, all right. Here's a little bit of a variation off the one that I asked you. You and Reggie White are 2 of the 6 Eagles to get 15 sacks in a season.
Ooh.
Can you name any of the others?
Clyde Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Jerome Brown?
No. There are 3 more guys.
Seth Joyner?
No. Actually, one of them is recent.
You mean in a 15 sacks? Oh, a 15 sack season.
Yep.
A guy we've talked a lot about this offseason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's his name? Hassan Reddick.
Yes, that's correct. 2 more. Do you know who the other 2 are?
I want to say Fletch.
Mm-mm. Jason Babin and Greg Brown.
I forgot about Jason Babin. Babellini.
Yeah, most people have tried to forget about Jason Babin.
All right, last one here. You're actually doing a pretty good job. Which 2000 Eagle joined you on the AP First Team All-Pro team? It was you and one other guy on your team. 2000. Who was it?
2000 first team AP All-Pro. Corey Simon?
It was not Corey Simon. It was Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.?
No.
No, he probably was a Not even born.
Yeah, he was little.
I would, you know what? He probably wasn't born. No, but it was.
It was Trot. Trotter. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yep. Man.
Yeah, I mean, how old is Trot Jr.? 23, and then he wasn't born in 2000.
He was.
That's pretty. That's a solid performance.
Yeah, you know what I noticed? The questions about Hugh, he got right. The other ones were like
I ain't
statistics
care what nobody else
teammates.
Doing. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn them teammates.
Forget about those guys. All right, a little Hugh Douglas trivia with Hugh Douglas this on the afternoon show. The,
I'm actually most
show.
Upset about Seltzer's correct sounder not working, so we couldn't have done the proper Beat the Hammer.
Now, my question is, did he remove the sounder from working so it only works for Beat the Hammer? It's like proprietary to this morning.
It's possible there could be some sabotage going here.
I think there was. All right, 215-592-94.
Went bad.
94. No, I think you did pretty good on that.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
I mean, the fact that you at least got your own questions right, that was good. Like, if we asked you how many years you're in Jacksonville and you didn't know, that'd be pretty bad.
Yeah, because
you lived it.
Man, that was probably the worst year ever. Bought a motorcycle that year.
What happened to that motorcycle?
I never forget. When I brought it home, I was like, ooh, because I was bored, right? So I just bought a CBR 993 and rode it home. And I was like, hey, at the time when I was married, I said, hey, hon, I bought a motorcycle. She said, wait. Let me go increase your insurance. And when she said that, I was like, that's kind of messed up that she said it, because she was like, you know, motorcycle death trap. And I never rode it again. That was the first time I rode it.
Wow,
I rode
she
it
scared
home.
You right out of that.
Scared me right out of that.
So you sold it back? Or
there it is.
I sold it back. No, as a matter of fact, I sold it to a teammate, a friend of mine that played for Carolina, and he came and picked it up. Sold it the next day.
Wow, so, I mean, she got you right. She got you.
Yeah, she, because the way she said it was just like a matter of fact, let me go ahead and increase this insurance. And I was like, that's really messed up to say.
Well, she worked. Whatever
yeah,
she did, worked.
She did exactly what she was trying to do.
Yep. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Mr. Surehands in West Oak Lane. Hey, Mr. Surehands.
Yo, brother. Well, let me get y'all speaker. How y'all doing today?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Happy birthday,
thank
man.
You very much. Thank you.
I'm calling to accept this last spot in the fantasy league.
He's calling his shot. All right.
I got the ultimate triple threat gift for you.
What you got?
So we'll get you some Zookeeper cigars, get you a realtor, and I'm going to sing you happy birthday. You ready for that?
For a grown-ass man to sing me happy birthday?
Hey, you know I'm the best singer in the world, man.
I didn't know that. I'm just saying.
You remember that national anthem I gave y'all?
No, I got you, dog. Yeah, I got you. You're right. My fault, dog. My fault. I just was like, you know, just was thinking like, damn.
Yeah, and with the Phils, everybody got to relax, man. As frustrated as we are, those guys are probably 9 times frustrated because they hear us. They know how we feel, and they know they stink. They're going to get it together. They got to. They know they stink right now. They ain't happy about how they playing, but they ain't quitting. They keep trying. They fight because we the fighting Phils, baby.
Well, I need that Red fight to turn into wins. Coming. I need that fight to turn into wins here. We need them.
We all do. It gets there, though, but it's 162. We almost there. And we should have got all the stink up out of us. So by the time it really matters, we might have a game. The rest of them, we balling.
Yeah, well, I like that optimism. And Mr. Surehands, we'll get you in the mix. He's going to sing to you. He's going to sing.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Is that the winning answer?
It just feels, I don't know, Joe. I mean, you tell me, it feels a little weird.
Well, I mean,
grown-ass man singing to me happy birthday.
Because
you know what I think about immediately, and I know I called him plant-based. Sure hands, it's not that.
You're the plant-based one.
But it's like, remember when the famous, when Marilyn Monroe was singing to the president?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, I don't think that was the rendition he was planning.
No, but I was just like, that's the first thing popped in my mind, and that just seemed a little cringy to me.
I gotta be honest with you. I thought the same thing, but
doesn't it just seem like you know what I mean?
But you realize how much that ages you and us. That's the example we bring up. When did that happen? The Marilyn Monroe
like
JFK
60s,
thing,
right?
That's 60 years ago.
Yeah, I just rolled off my tongue like it wasn't that long ago.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. Last night on the radio broadcast, I heard because remember a couple nights ago when Bryce ended the game with the play at first, and he said he didn't want to Buckner it.
Yeah,
and then Scott and Stock last night were talking about how, you know, maybe maybe young people need a re-education. Like, dude, does every young baseball fan and sports fan know who Bill Buckner is? And it made me feel old because that was always like that. That was the reference when we were kids, right? Like, if you make an error or a bad play, like you ruin a game, you Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
Sometimes we use these phrases and these words from like 50, 60 years ago, and it's like, it was a long time ago. I mean, yeah, Marilyn Monroe was a long time ago.
Yeah, like Hugh Douglas.
Well, I mean, he's using Marilyn Monroe comps. Like, that was 60 years ago.
No, I just remember that because the first thing I thought about was when he said it was that whole rendition.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah,
it
that's a lot.
That was her song was a lot that day.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Saeed. I haven't talked to Saeed in a long time. How you doing, Saeed?
All right, what's going on, fella?
What's up, man?
Take you guys off speaker here. Listen, a couple things. Well, thanks for having me on. A couple things. Number one, I'm going to tell you guys like I tell everybody else. The Phillies showed me they wasn't committed to winning when they chose to send Marshawn down and leave Stubbs up. That's number one. Number two, I'm a Bryce Harper fan. I think he's a heck of a player. But I'm really starting to believe this guy's a cancer, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm.
We already know what happened in D.C. with the Papelbon thing. They won it the year after they sent him out. But just the other day, when Estevez closed out the game, did you see him on the mound show all that emotion? Do you guys remember that?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Did you see how Bryce Harper looked at him? He didn't even acknowledge him. He didn't give him eye contact, no pat on the back, no congratulations, no nothing. He's done that several times. You got to pay attention to the little stuff. I really believe he's bringing, like, he probably lived by keeping the team spirits down. Like, people probably, the team, that his teammates probably just don't feel comfortable playing around him.
So, Saeed, I don't know if it's that much to that extent, but I have noticed this. His body language all year has been off. I don't know if he's battling through injuries and he's not telling anyone, and so he's just like, he got that kind of face on where he's kind of uncomfortable all the time, or he's just not happy. Saeed, I don't know what it is, but for a team that has for most of the year had the best record in baseball, he has not seemed really happy the whole year.
Yeah, I mean, and that could be what it is. But let me ask you this. How do you feel? Everybody on this roster, he almost handpicked.
Yep.
He wants to play with his team. He wants to play with his friends. So is it more so him wanting to play with his friends and him being naive to thinking he can win with his friends, or he just want to play with his friends?
I think he thinks he can win with them. But, Saeed, like, LeBron does this in the NBA, but like LeBron could also win championships doing it. Bryce hasn't done that yet. If you're gonna handpick the team, you got to win with them. And they've won a good amount, but not enough. Saeed, we appreciate the phone call. Strong words there about Bryce Harper. Like, I don't think he's bringing the team down. Hugh, though, we've discussed this before. His body language this year, Bryce, has been kind of bizarre. It almost looks, even when they were winning earlier in the year, he's looked like he's not happy all the time. I don't know how to describe it.
And, you know, it's weird because I know a lot of people, when you talk about it like that, they're going to point to the fact that, you know, the non-contract that he got and say that maybe that's the case. I don't know, man. I don't know. But the truism is this, that your legacy is hanging in the balance when it comes to this, because to that point, you know, you talk about the Nationals. When you did leave there, they did win a World Series.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're getting a little older and you want to try to win one when you're in your prime. You know, because like you said, those injuries start to mount up a little bit. So you got to get it going, man. You're still in the throes of this season. And it's not zero sum just yet. You can still pull this out and get on the right track.
215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to have our magic number segment. Obviously, no movement last night. The magic number has not changed for the Phillies. But we will look at the schedule. Hugh was referencing that earlier. We're going to look at the schedule. 35 games to go. How many games are the Phillies going to win in their final 35? And what does that mean for the division? What would the Braves or Mets, I guess, have to do in order to topple the Phillies based on our win predictions? We'll get to that coming up. They start with the Royals tonight. And, of course, you're
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.